this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
You're listening to Money News, Vinny's CEO Sleep Out Edition with Steve Price.
The CEOs are all armed with their sleeping bags. This is the 12th year Vinny's have staged the CEO Sleep Out. Joining us on the line from on location, Jack De Groot, their CEO. Single-digit temperatures tonight, Jack?
They are, Steve. I think we're expecting it to get down to 5 degrees. No wind, no rain, so there's some upside, but it will be very cold.
Where exactly are you?
We're at the SCG, so enjoying the hospitality of the Sydney Cricket Ground Trust. We've got about 360 CEOs have now entered into the process, which is to give them some a virtual reality, which PricewaterhouseCoopers have partnered with us on developing, which gives them an immersion into the reality of homelessness, some of the issues that people face in terms of health, in terms of how they pay their bills, how they pay their rent, can they even access accommodation, and then how do agencies like Vinny's come in to support and wrap some care around people at those very vulnerable times of their lives.
This time of year you see people who are sleeping rough on the street and you do wonder how they do survive these very cold nights. It's cold enough when you're inside with a heater. Your CEOs are sleeping, Jack, on the concourse? Or
they are. There will be an option for a couple of them to sleep on the ground. But
good luck with that.
Yeah, I think it'll get a fair bit of dew. And yep. They've got cardboard as their only mattress. So nothing will be comfortable, and it is never comfortable for people sleeping rough.
How many there tonight doing this?
So about 360. This is our biggest turn-up of CEOs for the event. And I think it captures their imagination in the sense of people of influence, people who have great networks of influence throughout the community. How can they actually do more than raise money, which is going to be crucially important for our work, but also see better solutions for housing, for those who are homeless, and to look at, you know, how do you, I suppose, rehabilitate people who wish to be rehabilitated, to be flourishing again in their lives, getting a job, getting the training and skills ready for work. So it's a time to actually, I suppose, educate our commercial and business leaders about what the reality of homelessness is.
You've raised a stunning $35 million around the country over the 11 years you've been doing this. That's a tremendous effort. You need to be congratulated. Do you feel that this year, now, in 2017, the situation with people being forced to live on the streets or being homeless is better or worse than it was, say, 5 years ago?
I think, unfortunately, it's worse. We have about 105,000 people who throughout the country who will be sleeping rough tonight.
105,000?
Yeah, wow. And that's been the case the last couple of years. But what we're seeing is an increase in the number of people on the cusp of homelessness. The housing, the rent in Sydney, for example, is about $550, a little up of that, for a house or even an apartment. If you're on a low income, if you're on some sort of disability support, even if you're a single mum with kids, or you've gone through a divorce and just trying to make ends meet, with rising transport bills on the Opal card, rising electricity and gas bills, and then housing is your biggest cost, it's incredibly difficult for people, and they are really on the cusp. So they come to Vinny's, or we come to them, working about financial counselling, working to connect them into supports with other organisations so that they can have a life that they should be dignified and should be one where they feel as though they can participate in the community.
Well, we're very pleased to be one of your media partners for tonight. We're going to be crossing down throughout the night a couple of times, and also later when I'm on the night program around Australia. Thanks for your time, Jack.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck with it. Jack De Groot there, CEO of St Vincent's de Paul.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The Smart Money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.